I want my daughters to fulfill their dreams, but not like this. I'm John Stone Street, and this is The Point. Commemorating the 39th anniversary of Roe v. Wade, which legalized abortion, President Obama issued a statement acknowledging personal objections folks may have, but concluding that the law must be preserved to protect the health and reproductive freedom of women and to prevent the government from intruding on private family matters. That statement is a red herring. The government already intrudes on family matters all the time if the potential victim is already born. The only difference with unborn victims, as my friend Scott Klusendorf articulates, is size, level of development, environment, and degree of dependency. It's a rhetorical sleight of hand, but the president's statement got even worse by claiming that abortion ensured our daughters the same rights, freedoms, and opportunities as our sons to fulfill their dreams. That's flatly false. Fathers have no rights when it comes to unplanned pregnancies, and it's immoral. No one should be encouraged to pursue their dreams with an ends-justify-the-means mentality that the president promoted. I'm John Stone Street.